If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hi everyone, the Gazette has a new name. It's now called Nostalgia USA, and each month it's getting better. A real entertainment experience. And within each issue, there will be special pricing on selected old-time radio DVD.com collections, only available to our subscribers of the Nostalgia USA. Take advantage today by subscribing at oldtimeradiodvd.com. Nostalgia USA, special pricing. What a combination. Go to oldtimeradiodvd.com today. You'll be glad you did.
Let's now join our featured presentation.
Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 1, Freedom's Winter. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution, when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. Now it is a dark time for the rebellion. Evading the dreaded Imperial Starfleet, a group of freedom fighters, led by Luke Skywalker, has established a secret base on the remote ice world of Hoth. But the evil Lord Darth Vader, obsessed with finding young Skywalker, has dispatched thousands of probe droids into the far reaches of space. Now, a small space convoy of rebel transport ships and snub fighter escorts is en route for Hoth, seeking to bring desperately needed supplies and reinforcements to the rebel base.
Renegade Flight, this is Renegade Leader. I'm getting interference on my sensors. Just might be Imperial jamming, so maintain close visual scanning. Renegade 4, stay closer to your transport ship.
I copy, boss.
Transport ships, keep close together. We go into hyperspace as soon as we're out of Dera 4's gravity field. Fighters, stick close to the convoy and keep your eyes open. All of you.
Renegade Leader, this is Renegade 7. Boss, I have a visual sighting, a number of small spacecraft coming at high velocity from Sector 4.
Can you identify them?
They're moving awfully fast. Imperial TIE Fighters, must be 20 of them.
Renegade Flight, this is Renegade Leader. Prepare to engage the TIE Fighters. Transport ships go into hyperdrive as soon as you're clear.
This is Renegade 3, boss. There's another bunch of them dead ahead on our course. They're breaking for attack.
This is Renegade 2, more TIEs approaching from Sector 8.
They're all over the place. Here they come.
Renegade 3, 4, 5, and 6, get up and clear the way for the transports. The rest of you, protect the convoy. Transports, run for it. Maximum acceleration. All right, Renegade Flight.
Hit him.
Watch it, Renegade 2.
See him.
On your tail, Renegade 7. Scissor right. Scissor right.
Here I come. Get him off me.
Got
him. Boss, we can't stop him. There are too many.
Boss, they just got Ketku.
Protect the transports. The transports have to get through.
Boss, they're all over us. They just got transport number 2.
I'm hit. Lost both port side engines.
Keep going.
This is Renegade 3. There are 4 TIE fighters on me. Help me, somebody. I can't shake them. Ah!
Renegade 3.
Gone, boss.
No way out. They're all around us.
The lead transport just blew.
Boss, there's a bunch of them headed for you.
Try to make a run for it. All ships, this is Commander Nera. Break contact and escape if you can. Break contact and run for it.
Captain Nita.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Sir, Imperial Headquarters reports that a rebel convoy has been completely destroyed near Darafor.
At least someone is seeing a little action. Let's hope that we do before the rebellion is completely obliterated. What is the status of our probe droid operation?
The probe droids we've launched so far report no rebel activity. No human activity, for that matter, on any of the planets they've reconnoitered.
And the next launch group?
All the probes are targeted and ready to go. The ship is now in position. Shall I give the order to launch?
No, Lieutenant. I just received priority signal from Lord Vader's flagship. We have new information to program into the probe's data banks and sensors.
That could delay the launch for some time, Captain Nita. May I ask what the new information is?
It seems that Lord Vader is more eager than ever to locate this Skywalker. He has also placed great emphasis on discovering the whereabouts of a starship called the Millennium Falcon.
I'll have the new material programmed into the probes immediately, sir.
Very good.
Even though air defense is vital to the security of this base, operating conditions here on Hoth are so severe that we simply can't use our speeders without modifications. But the techs have assured me that they can have the speeders adapted, ready to operate here on Hoth within another day at the most, Princess Leia.
And the base defenses?
Nearly complete. At least as complete a defensive and offensive system as we can manage right now. Yeah. Lieutenant Commander Skywalker and the others have practically all the sensors in place for a regional warning network. As time allows, we can expand it.
How do we stand in cold weather clothing and other gear?
We've managed to procure or improvise enough for everyone in the base, General Riken. And so, Your Highness, gentlemen, that's our current status.
Well, we're short of just about everything, including sleep. But we've almost completed drilling of the ice caverns, and the base is close to completion. When the convoy arrives, we'll be in far better shape. Is there anything else, gentlemen?
Negative.
Your Highness, have you anything to add?
Just one thing, General Riken. I think that everyone in Hoth Base is bearing up as bravely now as they ever did in battle.
Thank you, Your Highness.
I hope that all of you here will pass that along for me.
Our next staff meeting will be at the same time tomorrow. We all have a great deal to accomplish by then. Dismissed.
They're all worried, even though they're trying not to let it show.
Well, they know that there's a lot to be done yet. And this base is the Rebellion's best chance to regroup and reorganize. Maybe its last.
General Riken! Urgent message for you, sir. They're decoding it now.
Pardon me, Your Highness. I'll be right back.
I'll speak to you later, General Riken.
Hello?
I have to make certain that the new recognition codes are ready over in the cryptographic section.
Leia! Hey, wait up!
Hello, Luke.
Glad I caught you. I was wondering how you were getting along. I haven't seen much of you lately.
Well, we're trying to pull things back together. Everyone's been so busy.
Yeah, me too. That's why I told 3PO and R2 to stay close to you. You know, help out when they could.
You told them to help me?
Well, they're glad to do it. I mean, they used to belong to my uncle, but they sort of belong with us both now.
I guess so.
Leia, I'm not due to go back outside for a while yet.
Hey, is this a staff conference?
I was wondering if you had a little time.
Well, Luke, I really have to see about some things that
Hey,
just
Luke!
Hello, Han. Hi, Chewie.
Where'd the general go?
Well, he was headed over to the communications.
Never mind. Her overwhelmingly highnessness here will do.
Now what, Han?
Have me and Chewie been pulling our weight around here or not?
Han, what's wrong with you? Nobody ever said that you and Chewbacca were...
Look, when the Millennium Falcon got shot up that last time around, I knew I'd have to wait in line for repairs, but they got the base's defensive generators in place now. Yeah, and like Chewie says, you know, the trenches and gun emplacements are all set up, too.
They still have to make sure the energy field is working and adapt the snowspeeders to conditions on Hoth. Those just take priority right now, even over the Falcon.
Look, I need a starship that works. I got her messed up helping you guys. Is this what you get for helping a rebel?
Are you a rebel, Han? Or do you and Chewbacca still consider yourselves independent operators?
Han, most of the techs are dead on their feet, and they still can't keep up with all the work that has to be finished. I mean, before the base can be operational.
Luke, and... me and the Wookiee would have had the Falcon fixed already by ourselves, except that I've been riding all over this snowball with you, pal, and those stupid, smelly, ornery tunt.
Those warning sensors have to be set in place, and you and Luke are the best riders we have.
I've heard all this before, if you remember.
Han, nobody twisted your arm to stay on. Aren't you the one who was always saying that a deal's a deal?
Well, are you saying it was part of the deal for the Falcon to be sitting there out of commission
you
whenever...
You have to see yourself full of energy, Captain Solo. Can't be much fun being out there in that freezing wind day after day.
Oh, hello, General. Sir.
Hello, Chewbacca. Your Highness, it's just as well you're still here. They just decoded the message. In fact, you all might as well hear this.
What is it, General? What's wrong?
A huge force of TIE fighters jumped Commander Nara and the convoy off Dera 4.
What?
Cut them to pieces. There were no survivors.
We need them so badly. We need every one of them so badly.
Quiet, Chewie.
Luke, I'm making you commander.
What? Well, the boss was a great man, a great pilot.
It's a rotten way to step into somebody's shoes, Luke, I know. But you can handle the job. That's why you've got it.
Luke, I know how much you respected Commander Nara. But he respected you, too. That's why he put you in command of Rogue Flight.
This means no resupply, at least for a while. And no snub fighter reinforcements, either.
Mm-hmm.
Rogue Flight's just about all we've got.
Well, then we're going to need whatever else we have. General, can you spare some techs to help Chewie work on the Falcon? Or even some repair droids, whatever you can manage.
I'll do what I can, Luke. I'll be in the command center, Your Highness.
I'll join you shortly.
Let's go, Luke. We're a little early, but we got a lot of sensors to place today. I'll get the Tauntaun saddled and we go work on our suntans. Come on, Chewie. Hey, don't forget your heavy-duty underwear, kid.
Right.
Luke, I'm glad you're here. We'll need you more than ever now.
The boss was one of the best. He was one of the best we had.
I know.
I better catch up with Han. There's so much to do.
I'll see you later, Luke.
Communications check, then we'll get going again. Echo 3 to Echo 7. Echo 3 to Echo 7. Han, old buddy, do you read me?
Yeah, loud and clear, Luke. What's up?
I haven't picked up any life readings so far. How about you?
Are you kidding? There isn't enough life on this ice cube to fill a space cruiser.
Listen, my Tauntaun's been acting up. She's really skittish, nervous.
I came across a carcass. It looked like one of those Wampa ice beasts made a kill a day or two ago.
Wampa?
Yeah. Watch yourself, Luke. Those Wampas will go after anything they can find.
You don't have to tell me.
Well, I placed all my sensors. I'm going back to the base.
Right. I'll be with you shortly. There's a meteorite that hit the ground near here. I want to check it out. Won't take long.
Well, hurry up. It's getting colder. Looks like a bad storm's kicking up. I'm going to go thaw out my saddle sores. I'll see you at the base.
Okay. This is Echo 3. Over and out. Hey! Steady, girl. Got an Indian. You smell something?
Yes? What is it?
Princess Leia, General Riken would like to see you in the command center as soon as possible.
Thanks, I'll be right there. 3PO, R2.
Yes, Your Highness?
Do either of you know if Luke and Han have gotten back yet?
They haven't returned us yet, Your Highness, but they are due at any moment.
Would you tell them I'd like to speak to them?
Most certainly, Your Highness.
Thank you.
Oh, and R2 and I have moved your new communications unit into your quarters. R2 says that it is functioning perfectly.
Well, thank you both. You've been a great help.
A pleasure to be of service, Your Highness. Is there anything else we might do?
Not just now. But please see that Luke and Han get my message.
You may rely on us. What did you say, R2? Who's coming? Yes, it's that bothersome coordinating droid again. Honestly, R2, it's so degrading that a droid with speech capability should be such an officious dullard.
Unit R2, D2. Unit C, 3PO.
Quite right, R2. You know perfectly well who we are.
Confirm. Unit R2, D2. Unit...
Very well, very well. Confirmed. And do stop referring to us as units, really.
Unit R2, D2, reassigned to cavern drilling operation.
What?
Unit C-3PO, reassigned to communication center.
I'll deal with this, R2. Now, just you see here, R2-D2 and I are personal aides to Commander Skywalker and the Princess Leia Organa.
Irrelevant. Reassignment is ordered.
Do you have any idea to whom you are speaking, you object? My counterpart and I were the ones who saved the Death Star plans, and we helped rescue the princess. What, R2? Oh, yes. And I'll have you know that R2 here was aboard that X-Wing fighter when our master blew up the Death Star. Confirm that, you rusting bureaucrat.
Data not relevant.
Not relevant, is it? Then allow me to tell you what is relevant. we have been given an assignment by the Princess Leia Organa herself. If you wish to countermand her order, go and argue with her.
The Princess Leia Organa?
Confirmed. So go and bother her. She'll probably have you deactivated.
Reassignment rescinded?
That's more like it. Bad enough that we have to live in these ice caverns without having to contend with the likes of you. Why, just now we found the princess's room freezingly cold. We hadn't turned up the heating system.
Confirm. Heat increased.
Well, that's what I said, isn't it? If she and our master didn't have us to look after them, then...
Error. Increased heat causes melting of cavern walls.
What?
Malfunction possible. Oh. Damage possible.
Oh, dear. Come along, Artu. I hope it's not too late. What have you done? What do you mean, my fault? You're the one who adjusted the heating system. Oh, this is dreadful.
Echo 3 to Echo 7. Echo 3 to Echo 7. Come in, Han. Han, I was attacked by a Wampa. I'm in its cave. I don't know where. Han, do you copy? I'm stuck in here. The Wampa, it left me frozen to the cave ceiling by my feet. Han. The Wampa's coming back. He's coming back. My lightsaber. It's on the cave floor. I can't reach it. The Jedi and his lightsaber. The lightsaber and the Jedi, the two are one. The Force binds us. The Force calls my lightsaber to me. The Force calls my lightsaber to me. Got it! Han, I got myself down, but... Oh, Han? Base camp. Anybody? The Wampa's dead. I killed it. There's no good staying here in the cave. The Tauntaun. It's gone. I've got no survival gear. I'm gonna leave my con link open. There's nothing to do but try to make it back on foot.
Techs want those other repair droids to help with the snow speeders.
I'll send them right over, sir.
Outpost 4 to deck, officer. Outpost 4 to deck, officer.
Deck officer here.
We have a positive ID on that Tauntaun rider. It's Captain Solo. We passed him through the defensive zone. He'll be at your location any time now.
Right. I'll pass the word. Sentry?
Yes, sir.
You can let that Tauntaun rider in right away.
Right, sir.
Command Center, this is the deck officer.
Command Center here.
Captain Solo's back, sir. No sign of Commander Skywalker yet.
Right. Have Solo report here at once.
Will do. Deck officer out. One of you men take his reins. Captain Solo.
Yeah? What can I do for you?
They want you and Commander Skywalker in the command center, Captain.
Well, tell him I'll be along in a bit. Luke will be back any minute. Is my ship fixed yet?
I don't think so, sir. They had to pull the techs off of her for some problems they're having with the snow speeders.
Oh, swell. That really takes the prize.
Your first mate is working on the Falcon, though.
Thanks. Tell Command I'll be there right after I check on my ship.
General Riken and the Princess wanted to see you
Just go in office of your deck, will you? I got a starship. Going. Well, don't jump all over me about it. We'll just have to finish the job by ourselves. All right, don't lose your temper. I'll be right back and I'll give you a hand. I don't know. Something at the command center. I might as well tell him we're going to be leaving. Look, forget it. I've made up my mind. Maybe when Luke gets back, he can help us with the fog.
Base, this is Skywalker. Skywalker here.
Luke.
What?
Luke.
Ben?
Yes. Listen to me, Luke.
Ben, I see you, but how? It can't be.
It is, Luke.
But I saw you die.
Listen carefully, Luke. You must go to the Dagobah system.
Then I don't understand.
There you will learn from Yoda, the Jedi Master who instructed me.
Dagobah?
This is vital, Luke. You must not fail. You must not fail.
Ben, wait! Don't leave me! Ben, help me!
An Imperial probe droid now hunts the rebels on the frozen wastes of Hoth. Injured, suffering from shock and exposure, Luke Skywalker can go no further. For the young Jedi, a new quest emerges. But first, he must survive the deadly Hoth night. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, Perry King as Han Solo, and Anne Sachs as Princess Leia. Also heard were Bernard Behrens, Ron Fraser, Merwin Goldsmith, David Alan Greer, Nicholas Kepros, Sam McMurray, Stephen D. Newman, John Pielmeyer, Jeffrey Pearson, and Jerry Zaks. This is Ken Hiller. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back was directed by John Madden with Tom Vagley. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Music by John Williams. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. The executive producer was John Boss. Post-production was realized at Studio M in St. Paul on the 3M Digital Mastering System by Tom Vagley. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back was produced by National Public Radio in association with KUSC-FM Los Angeles with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.